In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Well, we have reached that point, brothers and sisters. We have, I believe it, made another circuit of the calendar. And we have found ourselves approaching Great Lent and Pascha. So tomorrow being the first day called Clean Monday, it's a day when we will begin this workout procedure. You might call it a workout procedure. That is prayer, fasting, almsgiving, prostrations, which we'll actually begin today. But we will begin those in earnest. And we will begin fasting. Fasting is something that is not overrated. It is important. It's so important in terms of the church gives us 1/10 of the year to be in true repentance for all those things that we have done wrong in our life. And it comes at a time as we approach spring, as it comes at a time when the new life is budding forth. And all this is a reminder of the resurrection of Christ, because he brought new life. He rose from the dead. And because he rose from the dead on the third day, he brought all of us with him. And so we celebrate every Sunday, even in Great Lent, we celebrate every Sunday the resurrection. We can always be reminded that no matter how bleak, how difficult, how hard our lives can be at times, that he rose from the dead. There is hope. Because without hope, what have you anyway? We have to have hope. We have to have hope, and we have to find joy in our suffering. Joy. It's very difficult when some people are suffering so grievously, others not as much, just to say everybody is suffering something. But in that suffering, you know, you can grow closer to God. It doesn't always feel like you grow closer to God. Sometimes it feels like he's grown further away, but it doesn't matter because he is everywhere present and fills all things. There is no place where he is not. And because he is everywhere present and fills all things, and because he loves us so much, he fills us with the ability to find joy in what we're doing, to find joy in the things that we see around us, to find joy just in the creation itself, at this budding forth of the year, this time of the year when new life springs forth. We noticed we have these rose bushes in our house, in our apartment, and I planted them for Monishka. And when we were gone, they kind of grew quite a bit. And so those beautiful roses, which smell so fragrant now, they're just so incredibly beautiful. And it's like the time for roses, the time for the trees to bud forth. When you go to the East Coast, especially, we're in Richmond, Virginia, and you see all these trees that are just at the point of breaking forth those leaves to symbolize the new year. But we don't take anything for granted. We take nothing for granted. We have to live each day. The only way to really want, if you want to go through Great Lent and gain some spiritual insight into your life, the only way to do it is to live it day by day. Live it from one meal to the next. Live it from one service to the next service. And as the clock ticks, you know, as it goes forth and the clock is ticking, so you'll get through the first week, and then we'll come, and the bishop will be here, and we'll celebrate the celebration of icons, and then there'll be other Sundays after that celebrate specific themes, all of which are intended to bring you deeper into your life as a Christian. And the fifth week we do the life of Saint Mary of Egypt and the canon of Saint Andrew in one night. And that is where we do a lot of prostrations, and we get ourselves really ready to face the crucifixion, the Holy Week, and all that comes after that. So, in other words, there's plenty of events, there's plenty of church time, plenty of opportunity for each soul to take the time in your life, to take the time in your heart, take time in your soul to reverence God in such a complete and awesome way, you know, to just, you know, this year, Lord, I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to give alms. I'm going to be very, very, very much involved in giving alms, helping support the work of God's church in this world. I'm going to be very involved in service to my neighbors, to my brothers, those who are on the streets of Los Angeles, have no one to care for them. We're going to be especially generous with them. And anything else that comes our way, Lord, let me offer that as part of my tenthly tithe of repentance for the year. And so it doesn't matter your economic condition. You could be broke, and you can still offer something, a tenth of that brokenness you can offer to God. If it's like the widow's mite, your last, you know, penny you put in, well, that would be a blessing, just to say. But thank God we're not necessarily in that position. We live in Los Angeles, the West Side. We live very close to people that have, you know, money. And there's money around. So we're blessed in a sense that we have it much easier than other people do. Our weather is nicer, you know. It's just generally speaking a beautiful place to live and to worship God. So come, brothers and sisters, come and worship Him. Be present at these services that are going to be laid out before you. All you have to do is to show up, come, pray as long as you can. If you have to leave early, sometimes they last a long time. You do your best, try to arrive on time and stay as long as you can. But just to say, make time, take the time, have time for God. This is the time of year when it really matters the most. And for those of you preparing for Holy Illumination on Pascha, you especially want to spend time in church, you know, with God, seeking Him in all things, asking for the help of your chosen saint that you will be baptized with, asking for the blessings that come with it, and asking for insight into your final, before Orthodox, your life confession. Because you should be working on that as time goes on. So what's there to say about a day like today? This is the day that Adam and Eve celebrate, in a sense, the idea they were cast out of paradise. And we know their story. Their story is they ate of the forbidden fruit, and God often said, "Where are you?" And Adam said, "Well, Lord, you know, we saw that we were naked." Then he says, "Well, who told you you were naked? Well, you know, that woman you gave me, it's her fault, you know." And she said, "Oh, well, the serpent. Anyway, when God saw they did not repent, or they would not repent, He cast them out and set the cherubim and the seraphim, the flaming swords, to guard the path to paradise. And so what unfolds in the 40 days as we prepare for that, once again, that experience of the life and death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So God give each of you strength and courage to face each obstacle as it comes your way. We know that in Lent things sometimes come up, and we have each other to lean on. Please, if you need anything, call me. I'm available for you at all times. So anyway, give glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.